Our next speaker is Alberto Caban Martinez, and he joins us from the Harvard School of Public Health. Alberto is an occupational health researcher, board certified in public health and environmental and occupational medicine and epidemiology program. He has an active program of research in the prevention of workplace musculoskeletal disorders and the use of national data sets to conduct surveillance for morbidity and mortality among U.S. workers. He'll be sharing some of his construction worker project research. So, thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me okay? All right, great. So the presentation that I'll do for you this afternoon is actually one of our students that was with us this summer. We were very lucky to have a very energetic PhD student in construction from Tsinghua University in China. And he was doing construction research out in China and brought to our attention this idea about looking at fatigue in construction workers and how this is a more of a concern from an international perspective. And we tried to begin, you know, to figure out, is this an issue with us here in the United States? And he really motivated the work that I'll be presenting you in these moments. So there's no disclosures on behalf of myself or our research team today. So what I'll do is I'll start off by just telling you a little bit about the motivation of why we wanted to look into this idea of fatigue. The research question for our pilot study or these preliminary studies, the data source we elected to use to answer that question and the results and some ideas we think about what we found. So I know I don't have to tell this audience that construction workers are frequently exposed with really high workloads, very physically demanding jobs and long work schedules, which really predisposes them potentially to feeling exhausted or tired throughout the day or after they finish their work. We look at the epidemiologic literature in terms of other workforces, for example, such as road, transportation, and aviation, and we see a lot of suggestion in there that tiredness is associated with accidents and injuries. So when we turn the eye over to the U.S. construction workforce, we see very few individuals have looked at this area to see what is the link between feeling tired and specific safety outcomes within the workforce. So tiredness, fatigue, and exhaustion are, in the literature, are really interrelated concepts. They look at three different degrees of adaptation as a stressor. So you can imagine if you ask somebody, you know, are you feeling exhausted? And you, if we're looking at the figure over to your right, if you ask if you're feeling exhausted, it could be a type of fatigue or it could be a type of tiredness. And how does that translate or change over time, you know, especially during a work shift? So despite these being really distinct entities, these concepts get blurred synonymously with people when you ask them, you know, what does it mean to be tired or exhausted? The other concept we were interested in looking at is physical and cognitive function. So how well are the workers thinking and physically able to work out? So physical function was defined as one's ability to carry out various activities ranging from all types of self-care activities of daily living to more vigorous activities including mobility, strength, and endurance. And then we look at the cognitive function, so that includes all ranges of intellectual processes such as perceiving, remembering, thinking, and decision-making. So for this study, the goal was to look at the association between a construction worker's feeling of tiredness or exhaustion with their difficulty in physical and cognitive functions while controlling for key social demographic and health behaviors. So what did we use? We did a secondary data analysis, did an observational study using 2010 and 2011 National Health Interview Survey data. From there, we pulled out adults who were 18 years or older and identified being employed in the construction worker industry. And employment for us was defined as having worked the week prior to being surveyed as an individual within the construction industry. So during that time period, we were able to pull out 606 workers who had completed the survey and were in the construction industries. And all of these variables were assessed paper-based on question. So what do these measures look like? So the tiredness and exhaustion. Our participants were asked, in the past 3 months, how often did you feel very tired or exhausted? And they were allowed to respond to never, some days, most days, or every day. Then we categorized those as either feeling never tired, tired some days, or tired most days, which included individuals from feeling tired most days to every day. When we looked at physical function, participants' physical function was assessed across 9 activities of function, and we dichotomized those into individuals that said had no difficulty or any difficulty, ranging from only a little bit to can't do anything at all. In terms of cognitive function, workers were asked, do you have difficulty remembering or concentrating? So they were allowed to respond to no difficulty all the way out to unable to do this type of task. And then we dichotomized those responses to either one with no difficulty with cognitive function or two difficulty with that function, going all the way from some difficulty to unable to do the task. The other variables we pulled out from that survey included the age, smoking status, alcohol consumption, their sleep hygiene, so how many hours of sleep they were getting on average, psychological distress, the Kessler 6 scale, and also their arthritis status, which would be related to their physical function. So our approach for the analysis was to first calculate some proportions to understand what the distribution of the physical and cognitive difficulty looked like by tiredness and exhaustion, and then we'll provide you with some descriptive statistics of those key social demographic and behavioral variables. We used chi-square to look at the differences between physical and cognitive function, and then built 2 multivariable weighted logistic regression models to look at prediction of difficulty with physical function and with cognitive function. So what did we find? So let me present you first with the proportions. So going from left to right, we're looking at the percentage of workers that felt either never tired, tired, or tired most days. You can see that almost 60% of these individuals that identified as construction workers had some sort of tiredness from some days to mostly every day. In terms of gender, it was confirmed that, as we would suspect, a large portion were male. About 31% were current smokers. About 36% were heavy drinkers. 31% got 6 hours or less of sleep. 43% had a positive score on the distress, on the Kessler distress scale, and about 11% reported doctor diagnosis of arthritis. So when we break these out by actual functioning, so physical and cognitive function, if you take a look on the left in terms of everybody that reported that they had difficulty with physical functioning, we see that close to, you know, a little over 50% had feelings tired and tired most days or every day. And we also see a high proportion within individuals that had a difficulty with cognitive functioning, suggesting there is a greater portion of individuals that are feeling tired and feeling both physical and cognitive decline. In the modeling, when we take a look at, these are adjusted models, looking at our ability to predict how well somebody would have a difficulty with physical functioning, we see that construction workers that reported feeling tired some days were almost 2 times as likely to report difficulties with physical functioning as well as with cognitive functioning after we controlled for those key variables. So one of the things that we're now trying to figure out with this preliminary study is we're seeing that there is an association between having, you know, feeling tired and exhausted and having decline within physical and cognitive function. So we're wondering, is this a risk factor possibly for looking at injuries on a site? And how do you adjust or include feeling tired or physical, your fatigue profile, your status, and looking at these types of outcomes? We know that in the construction industry, it is a very machismo type of occupation, and workers tend to say that it's a very, you know, you tough it out and you work out anyways. But what does this factor of feeling tired or fatigue might play into it, and how can we get them to talk about it in awareness? So there are a couple of limitations to the study. It's a cross-sectional design. A lot of these variables are self-reported. So the other thing is we pulled out individuals that reported to be in the construction industry. So there's a lot of the external generalizability of those individuals to being truly in the construction industry not might be the strongest. But theoretically, some of the constructs here seem plausible and might merit some additional attention, particularly since we're seeing that there is a significant proportion of people that are tired and are feeling physically and have physical or cognitive decline. And it is a relatively large sample of U.S. construction workers. So in the future, what we're interested in is now possibly looking at how this directly relates to safety outcomes or unsafe behaviors or maybe near misses, you know, just because you're a little bit tired, how does that relate to almost having an injury? You know, there could be potentially like a lapse in memory or focus that could jump into having some negative safety outcome. And that's it. Any questions? Dr. Orgelman. That is a great point.
Is there any other questions?
Yes.
Did you look at people who weren't construction workers? I mean, is this a general issue with workers?
Yeah, it's a... So when we originally, to answer your question, no, we didn't look at it in any of the other workers in the data set, and it's something that we can definitely look at. We did preliminarily look at just blue-collar workers, and we saw very similar trends to this. This was kind of like a low-budget little pilot project in the summer, and so we just, since our team was mostly interested in the construction workers, we were very excited to just pull it out here, but it's a great suggestion to be able to maybe look at it through white-collar service and farm and see if we see some of the similar trends.
Thank you very much.